see you on the way down. Fuck what a nigga say now. I'ma make it even if it take forever, it's day now. No games, can't play now. If I see you at the top, we'll see you on the way down.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard Bouncing Around the Room by Phish off of their probably the most famous live album titled Alive One. Certainly my favorite. That's kind of how I got into Phish the past few months or so. I was recommended to listen to that one all the way through, and that's a fun opener and likely the shortest Phish song you'll ever hear me play on the show going forward. Only 4 minutes, but if you know Phish or the music I listen to, it tends to get a little long. So we have a great show coming your way, as always. Tunes from Aver Brothers, a new album released in the fall, so we're going to play a song from that. We have a little bit of Corey Wong, who just released an album about a month ago, I think. And a little bit of Pink Floyd, a little bit of classics. So we have it all today, so stick around. But up first is a little more recent tune called The Less I Know The Better by Tame Impala.
Dancing. disagree. Don't say you know my type. I'm one of a kind. Let's thank God for merciful variety.
in line to see the show tonight. And now the light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there waiting for.
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. You just heard, first was The Less I Know The Better by Tame Impala off of Currents, which is their most recent album, but I think there's a new one coming out soon. Possibly within the week or so, but certainly by the end of the month. I knew it was in February at some point, but I'll have to double check on that. Followed by Bleeding White by the Avett Brothers off of their newest album, Closer Than Together. That was released in October, and I started listening to that as soon as it came out. Obviously, I'm a huge Avett Brothers fan. I think far from my favorite album of theirs, but there's definitely some great tunes. I think that's the opener. So that's the first track on the album. A little bit different than their usual vibe. If you know the Avett Brothers, they're kind of folk rocky. Usually it's acoustic guitar, banjo, upright bass. It's a little more hard rock, but I think they did a pretty good job with it nonetheless, even though it's a little outside their typical style. But I recommend listening to the whole album. I think it's very good, but I personally have a very high standard for them because they are one of my favorite groups for sure. Followed by Chili Peppers classic, By the Way, off of the album, By the Way. And then lastly was Watercolors by Corey Wong featuring Dave Cause on the saxophone. It's a really, really pretty song. The whole album is really well done. And there's a lot of songs kind of like that with Dave Cause featured. He's an incredible saxophone player who I didn't really know of before listening to Wolfpack and Corey Wong. But again, I highly recommend checking that album out as well. So next we have some Grateful Dead as always. So this, what's coming up is one of their most famous, I guess, trios of songs. It's Help on the Way, followed by Slipknot, followed by Franklin's Tower. This version I actually found pretty randomly. I was looking for a version of Althea that I really liked off of one of the Dick's Picks volume. I can't remember which one, otherwise I would have found it easily. But the first few have the same cover, the famous red and black album cover. So I clicked on one of them because I wasn't sure which volume and looked through it. And it was on there, but I found this particular version of Help on the Way to Franklin's Tower, and I thought it was really good. So we will play that soon. But first, here is a quick PSA. No!
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great. Have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
just one more day. Ship away your pleasure tears. You play race, you're gonna harvest wheat. Roll away the dew. Roll away the dew. Roll away the dew. Roll away the dew.
not to let you go. Love you like crazy. Say you'll never let me go. 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 Take you away from here. There's nothing between us but space and time. I'll be your own little star. Let me shine in your world. Be your own little universe. Let me go.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, you just heard Help on the Way, Into Slipknot, Into Franklin's Tower by the Grateful Dead, and that is from the Hollywood Sportatorium in Pembroke Pines, Florida, from May 22nd, 1977. Which is a great year for the Grateful Dead. The famous Cornell show was, I think, earlier that month. Yeah, also in May 77. And I think that's just a really good version of that little trio, as I mentioned before. And the last song was a little bit of a shameless plug, I suppose. I'm in an acapella group at Tufts called The Amalgamates, and we have an album coming out in about a week and 4 days, so coming up. So it's been 2 years in the making. We're all really excited to finally release it next Friday, the 21st, the same day as our winter show. If you are in the area and want to hear some acapella, come to the Mates winter show on that day as well. But that one is sold by my good friend and housemate, Isabel Sartain. And yeah, so there's, I think, 11 more songs coming out. I'm soloing on Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. I'm excited to hear that one. I haven't heard it since it was bare bones, not mixed at all, about a year ago. So yeah, we're all really excited by that, and really excited to release that in short order. And if you could hear the bass line in that song, that's what I was singing for that particular track. Maybe an octave below what I can actually sing, but nonetheless, it's a pretty fun part. So yeah, that's about all the time that we have today. I'm going to finish it out with another Brick in the Wall by Part 2 by Pink Floyd, Off of the Wall. Obviously a classic Pink Floyd tune. But thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking around. I will likely be absent next Monday. We have rehearsal in preparation for that show starting at 6 p.m., so I think I'll have to get a sub. But if I don't find another slot next week, I'll be back in 2 weeks with more music. So I hope that you will tune in then. But until then, thanks for listening, and I'll send you off with a little bit of Pink Floyd.
We don't need no education. extent!